We're doing the Gemara Brachos, and the Gemara had quoted a brisa that went as follows. What's permitted here is prohibited there. And the question is, what does that mean? So the Gemara assumed that what it meant is, what's permitted in a permanent bathroom, taking in your tefillin, is prohibited in a temporary bathroom. And coming off of that, the Gemara questioned, what did you say earlier, that you can, the Gemara had said a fortiori, kavachomer. If you could take your tefillin into a temporary bathroom, into a permanent bathroom, certainly you could take them into a temporary bathroom. Then the Gemara says, wait a second, in the Braisa you see that fortiori is floored. You see that, no, there is an exception. There is something which we're more lenient on in a permanent bathroom than a temporary bathroom. So the Gemara says, my love, a tefillin, the simple understanding is we're talking about tefillin. Into a permanent bathroom you could take them in, and temporary you can't take them in. And later on the Gemara is going to explain the logic of that. So if I say that the previous quote, the braisa that prohibited taking in a tefillin into a bathroom, was the opinion of Beis Hillel, so I understand. Beis Hillel permitted me to take my tefillin into a permanent bathroom. They prohibited it from a temporary bathroom. So at least this braisa works. The logic we still have to work out, why we'd be more lenient. But that works. But if you're going to tell me that this braisa that prohibited taking in tefillin into a temporary bathroom is really the opinion of Beis Shammai, well, Beis Shammai didn't permit you to go into a permanent bathroom either with your tefillin. So then they're consistent. You can't say what I permitted here, I forbade there. You forbade it across the board. Beis Shammai didn't permit anything. So the Gemara says, you're right, we weren't even talking about tefillin when we said that there's a leniency in the permanent bathroom as opposed to a temporary bathroom. We weren't talking about taking tefillin in. When we said what I permitted here, I forbade there, we were talking about how much does one reveal himself. When you go into a bathroom, so they used to wear robes. So then if a person's going into a permanent bathroom, that means he's going to relieve himself of things that are more heavy duty. So then fine. So then he's going to have to reveal more of himself. If a person's going into a temporary bathroom, meaning he's just going to urinate, so then for that he doesn't have to relieve himself as much. Says the Gemara, that braisa was talking about whether you reveal yourself one tefach or two tefach. One braisa says when a person relieves himself, he reveals himself one tefach from behind and two tefach from the front. And the other braisa says one tefach from behind and none in the front at all. Let's say that the braisa is talking about a person that's relieving himself of bigger things and smaller things. So the Gemara says, wait a second. What's the logic in that? If he's relieving himself of smaller things, then what does he have to reveal himself in the back one tefach? There's nothing to do with it. Ela, so that's not pshat in the braisa. That's not a way to rectify the braisa. Ela idi vidi bigdolim velo kasha. No, that's not pshat in the braisa. Habeish, habeisha. The braisa is differing between a man and a woman. A man, when he goes to the bathroom, even if he thinks he's only relieving himself of bigger things, so then he has to reveal himself in the front too, because the nature of a person is, even if he thinks he's only doing one, he's going to end up doing two. By a woman, it's enough that she reveals himself only from behind. So then we're back to square one. So that's the braisa. Then the braisa is saying, what I permitted here, I forbade there. What I permitted for a man, I forbade for a woman. So then the Gemara says, wait a second. The continuation of the braisa says, ha'diktani alaze ukal v'chom ha'shen alav tshuva, mayin alav tshuva darka d'milta ha'chita. The continuation of the braisa is, this is a fortiori you can't answer. Well, what can't you answer? That's logic. Meaning, the braisa seems to say, what I just told you, that what I permitted here, I forbade there, is illogical and you have no answer for it. But this is very logical and you have every answer for it. A man only needs this and a woman only needs that. So if that's pshat in the braisa, that when the braisa says, what I permitted here, I forbade here, the braisa is saying, what I permitted a man to do, I forbade a woman to do, meaning a man can reveal himself more and a woman can reveal herself less when she's going to the bathroom. That's logic. What are you telling me? That's illogical and there's no answer for it. So now the Gemara says, scratch that. It might be true halachically, that a woman and a man going to the bathroom require different levels of revelation, but that's not what the Braisa is talking about. When the Braisa says, what I permitted here, I forbade there, we have to go back to square one and say that that's talking about elalav tefillin. It's talking about tefillin, and it's really the way we understood it, that really the Braisa is saying you're allowed to take tefillin in with you to a permanent bathroom when a person's relieving himself of major things, and you're prohibited from taking tefillin in with you when you're going to a temporary bathroom when a person's relieving himself of smaller things. Now, that v'tyuvta d'rava amar rava sheshet tyuvta, and that's a disproof of what Rava said in the name of Rav Sheshet. So then the earlier Braisa that said you may not take tefillin with you to urinate, that Braisa is really halacha. Not like Rava suggested, that's the opinion of Beis Shammai who prohibited in a permanent bathroom too. No, that's the opinion of Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel will say, in a permanent bathroom you may take tefillin, in a temporary bathroom you may not, and that interpretation of the Braisa stands. And we've just refuted Rava. Mikol makom kasha, the Gemara says, okay, but what's the logic in that? If you permit him to take his tefillin into a permanent bathroom, isn't it logical you should definitely permit him into a temporary bathroom? Hachi kama, the Gemara says, no, the logic is as follows. When you go into a permanent bathroom, a person sits down to relieve himself. So then there aren't any droplets that he's going to have to wipe up afterwards. If there aren't any droplets, so when he's holding the tefillin, he won't end up getting the tefillin dirty. But he goes into a temporary bathroom, he might see that he dripped on his shoes or something. He's got to wipe out whatever drops he dripped. So then I'm worried when he's going to bend down to wipe up the drops. He's going to end up holding his tefillin with that same hand and get the tefillin dirty. That's why there's that leniency or that stringency on a temporary bathroom. And that's why Asrei, that's why we don't let him take his tefillin into a temporary bathroom. Then why did the Braisa say there's no logical way of proving this? You just explained the logic to me. So why did it say that? So the Gemara says, you're right. What the Braisa meant to say is, if you want to understand this halacha, you have to understand the logic. But you can't derive it from a fortiori. Because if you're going to try to use dry logic without understanding the reasoning, then dry logic dictates that if I permit it in a permanent bathroom, I should certainly permit it in a temporary bathroom. What the Braisa was saying is, you have to understand the reasoning of the halacha and not to use dry logic. Because if you're going to try to use dry logic and a fortiori, if you're going to use a kalvachomer, a fortiori, zeo kalvachomer shen alav tshuva. So then technically, if you look at the dry logic, well, if you permitted it in a permanent bathroom, you should certainly permit it in a temporary bathroom. So the Braisa was saying, well, don't use a kalvachomer. Understand the reasoning. If you understand the reasoning, so then yes, that's the reasoning. A temporary bathroom, you end up having to wipe up drops. You end up having to wipe up drops. We're concerned you're going to filthy up the tefillin. So that's why we forbade taking tefillin into a temporary bathroom. A permanent bathroom, you don't have that problem. And that's why the rabbis permitted taking it into a permanent bathroom, because they ran into the problem that people were stealing people's tefillin when they left the tefillin on the outside. So they made this leniency that you may take the tefillin into a permanent bathroom. Yeah.